Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
In which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 50 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal Judge James Boasberg has found probable cause the Trump administration acted in contempt of court when officials last month defied his order to turn two planes around, carrying alleged Venezuelan gang members and transporting them to El Salvador. Boasberg's opinion states the Trump administration has a week to comply with the original order, or he'll require declarations by the government and depositions by plaintiffs. In another deportations case, a judge in Maryland yesterday ordered the DOJ to provide more information on efforts to bring Kilmar Abrego Garcia back to the U.S. after he was mistakenly deported.
She's now ordered immigration and State Department officials to sit for depositions and turn over documents by the end of the month to show what steps, if any, have been taken to facilitate Abrego Garcia's return.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Spotify confirming in a social media post that it is experiencing a widespread technical issue today. The music and audio streaming service says it is not a security hack. This is ABC News. Relief in Arizona. A toddler lost in the wilderness was found safe and with a little help from a canine. Details from ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
After a 16-hour search, a rancher says his dog named Buford spotted a boy walking on his property. Deputies responded and confirmed the little boy was Bowden. They say the overnight journey has taken Bowden 7 miles away from home.
Little Bowden says he slept the night under a tree. Buford's owner, meantime, says he'll reward his pooch with a juicy steak. In South Africa, a U.S. missionary who was kidnapped by armed, masked men last week has now been rescued. Police say officers shot and killed three of his abductors during a gunfight on Tuesday. 45-year-old Josh Sullivan was preaching a sermon when the men broke into the Fellowship Baptist Church in Motherwell Township. He's since been reunited with his wife and two children. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services. One call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday, it's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 50 degrees in Richland Center at 1205. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy and nice conditions, a high of 57. Tonight, partly cloudy and touch breezy, a low of 38, with southeast winds at 8 to 13 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with blustery winds, scattered showers likely, especially by midday. A thunderstorm is possible late with a high of 62. In Richland Center, we've dropped back down to 49 degrees.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Imagine if buying your next vehicle was as simple as, Alexa, find me the vehicle I want. At WCCU Credit Union, we have the next best thing with AutoSmart. Simply visit us at WCCU.coop. Click on AutoSmart and you can enjoy instant access to many new and pre-owned dealer inventories. Best of all, you can get price quotes and even get a pre-approved WCCU auto loan at a great rate. For better solutions from local people you know and trust, visit us today at WCCU.coop and check out AutoSmart. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 49 degrees in Richland Center at 1209. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Richland County Board of Supervisors passed a resolution to make a deficiency appropriation in various accounts for the year 2024 for insufficient funds in three accounts, which include $12,709 in the UW Richland Outlay account, $15,780 in the Richland County Fair account, and $782 in the dog licenses account, for a total of $29,271. The funds will be taken from the general fund and put into each of these three accounts. The Richland County Register of Deeds office has experienced increased costs for services and has modernized the office by adding electronic recording services through the current software vendor and wishes to add credit card services. The added services require additions to the fee schedule for the Register of Deeds office. These additional service fees will cover cost and facilitate said modernization and will be paid by the persons taking advantage of the services. The proposed fee schedule additions are mail service fee for a number 10 envelope, $2, mail service fee for a 6x9 envelope, $4, a credit card service fee, $3, an expedited service fee, $20, an e-recording fee, $4, and a Tapestry print fee of $2 for the first page and $1 for the second page. The board also approved the purchase of a Western Star tandem axle truck with the awarded bid totaling $161,825 from Truck Country. The Richland County Board of Supervisors also passed a resolution expressing its sincere appreciation to Barbara Scott for 26 years of service to Richland County. Richland Center is now home to tobacco-free parks. The request to make the parks tobacco-free was a request led by Youth for Change under the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, made up of students from both the Richland Center High School and Ithaca High School several years ago. They attended several park board meetings over the years and finally talked to the mayor. P4P Program Director Betsy Reisler shared other park ordinances from area cities with Corporation Counsel Michael Wendell. Wendell came up with an ordinance, and the Richland Center City Council approved the ordinance at last night's meeting. Tobacco products are now banned from the parks in Richland Center. Those caught with tobacco products in the parks can face fines. This ordinance includes vaping products. It was announced that the seat for District 3, Wards 7, 8, and 9 is vacant, and five people have stepped forward to fill the seat, which will be chosen by the council. Following the election earlier this month, the council held its reorganization. Ryan Cairns was elected to serve as president of the council again. The council also approved an ordinance for the annexation from Michael Lamont for tax parcel above Rainbow Drive, a motion to purchase crack seal for street maintenance at a price not to exceed $8,200, repair of an end loader within the street fleet at a cost not to exceed $3,200, a temporary Class B retailer license for the Richland County Performing Arts Council for May 10th, a temporary alcohol beverage license for NASCAR Fans United Grace Team Quilt Gala on May 17th, conditional use permits to Sean's Auto Repair of Richland Center, A&G of Richland Center, and Bindle Tire and Auto, and parade permits for the Memorial Day Parade on May 26th and the Rodeo Parade on June 14th. The Richland Center City Council also accepted a $12,400 donation from the Rotary Foundation of Richland County for the acquisition and construction of a sunshade shelter at the splash pad at the Aquatic Center. A bill from Republican lawmakers makes significant changes to Wisconsin's unemployment insurance law. UI would be referred to as reemployment assistance. Waukesha Representative Scott Allen says it gives job seekers an extra push, calling it a compassionate bill designed to help people when they are at perhaps their lowest. Milwaukee Representative Ryan Clancy questions the need for changes, noting there's no data to suggest that the current UI program has a problem that needs fixing. The bill mandates creation of a division of reemployment assistance within the Department of Workforce Development and adds requirements for those seeking employment. It passed on a 4-2 committee vote Tuesday. The Assembly Committee on Public Benefit Reform also passed a bill to prohibit local governments from using tax money for guaranteed income programs. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is asking for $30 million in the next state budget to cover costs for crime victim services. At a Wausau roundtable on Tuesday, the AG said federal funding has decreased dramatically. The Democratic AG said for a five-year period, $44 million roughly went to victim service providers. In the current federal fiscal year, which started October 1st, that number has dropped to $13 million. A reduction of over $30 million, or about 70%. A fund established by the Federal Victims of Crimes Act distributes money from fines and fees paid out by people convicted of federal charges. The state has used American Recovery Act and pandemic relief money to supplement that, but those funds are now tapped out. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly would add more regulations for energy projects across the state. The 2025 Wisconsin Energy Reform Act seeks to discourage energy companies from using good farmland for renewable energy projects and outlines the specific rights of affected landowners. Under the legislation, energy companies would be required to provide written notice of their plans to each property owner within 1 mile of a proposed facility at least 45 days before seeking approvals from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. Republican lawmakers want the state to pitch in some additional funding to cover the cost of public safety for next week's NFL draft in Green Bay. Howard Representative David Steffen is asking for $1.25 million from the state. That money would be split among Brown County, the city of Green Bay, and the village of Ashwaubenon. Steffen says the money would cover two-thirds of the expected cost to keep people safe during the event. The draft takes place April 24th through 26th. There is a prosecutor shortage in Wisconsin's third biggest county. Waukesha County District Attorney Leslie Basie says grant money from the state budget covering 2.5 prosecutors in her office will run out in July. Funding previously ran out in December for two other positions. Those cuts will bring the number of prosecutors in Waukesha County down to 16 prosecutors. The state recommends that the county have 24 more, but Basie says the budget will only allow her one part-time hire. Prosecutors are funded at the state level and not through county funds. A shocking twist in the case of a Waukesha teen accused of killing his mother and stepfather. An unsealed federal warrant claims 17-year-old Nikita Kasip killed Tatiana Kasip and Donald Mayer as part of a plot to assassinate President Donald Trump. Investigators discovered contact on Kasip's cell phone with what the FBI calls a satanic cult named the Order of Nine Angels, with a goal to incite chaos and violence. The warrant also alleges that Kasip killed his mother and stepfather in February to obtain the financial means to purchase a drone and explosives for an attack on Trump. Kasip currently faces 9 felony charges, including 2 counts of first-degree murder. A homicide in Dane County is being investigated. Sheriff's deputies responding to a home in the village of Blue Mounds late Monday morning found a 54-year-old woman with serious injuries that eventually led to her death. A 31-year-old woman who drove away from the scene was apprehended and is considered a person of interest. The relationship between the two is unknown. The medical examiner will determine the cause and manner of the victim's death. It's 51 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:17. Beware when searching websites. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Regular oil changes keep your vehicle running strong, and Kendall Lube Express on Highway 14 in Richland Center makes it quick and hassle-free. Get top-quality service with trusted Mobile One products. No appointment needed. Just drive in, stay in your car, and let the professionals take care of the rest. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The car wash bays are under construction, but Kendall Lube is open and ready to serve you. Fast, friendly, and reliable. Stop by Kendall Lube Express today.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Court & Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMCHealth.com.
When your car needs attention, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is the place to go. We offer high-quality repairs and unmatched customer service. Our free loaners ensure you're never left without a ride. With a reputation built on trust and excellence, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is dedicated to keeping you and your car happy. Choose us for your auto body repair needs and see why we're the best. Drive in today at Elm Street in Boscobel or call us at 608-375-4434.
We're up to 51 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1221. There are many sites online that makes things easy and convenient to reach out to a large number of people. A good example is peer-to-peer sales platform websites, which gives consumers the ability to buy and sell items, including motor vehicles. When selling a vehicle, be cautious when dealing with a possible buyer. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection.
Consumers selling their vehicle online should be aware that they may be targeted by fake check scammers. And I know we've talked about fake checks before, just as a scam in general, but these scammers send a message to people listing their cars for sale on different sales platforms, like a Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist, and the scammer pretends to be interested in buying the vehicle. And they claim they're not local and can't examine the car in person right away, but they offer to send the seller a check as a deposit to hold the car for them.
The seller could have difficulty recovering their money lost when a fake check is accepted as a deposit from a scammer.
What happens then is the fake check scam tries to take advantage of the ways checks are processed by banks, and they commonly follow this pattern. The check sender says that they accidentally overpaid for the car, and they ask the recipient, that consumer, to send the extra money back to them. So if the consumer trusts the check that they received is real, they'll deposit it and return the difference to the scammer. And money from the fake check can appear like it is in that consumer's account, but it can really take weeks for a bank to determine a check was fraudulent and then remove the funds from the account balance when it does present itself as fraudulent. At that point in time, the consumer has already sent the overpayment to the scammer, and so they'll be out their own money as a result of this fake check overpayment scam that's out there.
Michelle Reinen also warns prospective buyers to beware when searching to purchase a motor vehicle listed on a peer-to-peer sales platform website.
We've also seen that there is a new twist to this, and that after a car was purchased through an online marketplace, it turned out to be stolen, and it came with convincing fraudulent title information. So if a consumer is out there looking to buy a car, not just sell their car, but buy a car on a marketplace, they need to do as much verification as they can that the other party in the transaction is legitimate, that the vehicle is legitimate, and that all the paperwork is authentic. And that can be very difficult to do and may involve checking local police reports as well as with the Department of Transportation for the appropriate state.
If you have been scammed when selling or buying a motor vehicle online, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at DATCPHotline@wi.gov. The Steel Bridge team at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville earned the title of first place overall at the 2025 Western Great Lakes Student Steel Bridge Regional Competition held this month in Milwaukee, a first for UW-Platteville. The competition is an annual event where student teams design, build, and assemble a scale model steel bridge. Teams are judged on construction, speed, bridge weight, and load performance. They competed against 15 other teams. UW-Platteville's performance included first place in structural efficiency, first place in stiffness, second place in construction economy, third place in construction speed, and third place in cost estimates. As a result of their achievements, they now advance to the Student Steel Bridge Competition National Finals, set to take place at the end of next month at Iowa State University, with around 40 to 45 schools participating. It's 51 degrees in Richland Center at 12:25. Today's vital statistics are next.
Are you or a loved one looking for a place to call home that offers care, compassion, and community? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, where life is made easier and every day is filled with joy. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we provide personalized assistance to help with daily activities while giving you the freedom to live life to the fullest. Whether it's enjoying meals in our cozy dining room, engaging in social activities, or receiving the support you need, our caring team is here for you every step of the way. With 24/7 care, beautiful living spaces, and a warm, welcoming community, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the perfect place to thrive. We're more than just assisted living, we're family. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 51 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:28. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Shelby Jean Thingvold, age 87, died Friday at Bethel Oaks Memory Care in Viroqua. A service will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel, with burial in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Thursday from 9 to 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to Bethel Oaks Memory Care in Viroqua or St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel is assisting the family. Shelby Thingvold is survived by three daughters, Jean and Mike McDaniel, Jane Hackett, and Susan and David Gardner, all of Boscobel. Three grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, sisters Cree Peasley and Shirley Karowski, a brother Mason and Carol Zychek, sisters-in-law Betty Zychek and Marcia Devine, along with many other close relatives and friends. Shelby Jean Thingvold, age 87. Ellen Hooker Hatfield, 72, of Dixon, Missouri, formerly of the Biola area, died unexpectedly March 23rd at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Ellen Hooker Hatfield, 72, of Dixon, Missouri, formerly of the Biola area. Catherine L. Steiner, 73, of Jefferson, died last Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Graveside services will follow at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Catherine Steiner is survived by her husband, Irvin, two sons, Todd and Susie of Milton, and Matt Steiner of Jefferson, six grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, and three brothers, Jerry and Sarah Dobson, Dwayne and Darlene Dobson, and Mike and Cindy Dobson. Catherine L. Steiner, 73, of Jefferson. Lawrence Jean Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station, died Sunday at the Sauk County Health Care Center. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Germantown. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony's Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Anthony's Church Monday from 9:30 until 10:45. It was Larry's wish to have a flannel funeral. Everyone is encouraged to dig out their favorite flannel shirt and wear it to the service. In lieu of flowers, the family would suggest making a memorial to your favorite charity. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family. Larry Keller is survived by his wife Elaine, son Jason, three brothers, James and Kathy Keller and Chuck and Lisa Keller, all of Casanova, and Michael and Jennifer Keller of Mazomanie. Two sisters-in-law, Donna and John Novacek of Hillsboro, and Linda and Joe Fuller of Casanova. Many aunts, nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Lawrence Jean, Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station. Patricia A., Pat Alt, 82, of Lone Rock, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Lone Rock, with burial in St. John the Evangelist Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at Sacred Heart Catholic Church Monday from 4 to 7 with a rosary at 3:30, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Pat Alt is survived by her husband Ron, five daughters, Barbara and Joseph Lewis, Laura and Claude Mertzenich, Diane and David Etlin, Lisa and Thomas Altmiller, and Angela and Todd Cleary. 15 grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, siblings, Charles and Helen Funk, Kathy Linz, Cheryl and Ronald Statz, and Doris Murnack. Many nieces, nephews, brothers and sisters-in-law, and other family members, and best friend Alice Hatfield and other friends. Patricia A., Pat Alt, 82, of Lone Rock. Steve Madsen, 75, died unexpectedly Friday. A family celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Steve Madsen is survived by his wife, Pat, daughter, Angela and Brandon Wilson, son, Nate and Nicole Madsen, three granddaughters, siblings, Dick and Barb Madsen, Judy and Jeff Wilcox, Jim and Carolyn Madsen, and Mark and Ellen Madsen, brothers-in-law, Dave and Marianne Lilich, Ron and Monica Lilich, and Brian Roderick. Also many nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Steve Madsen, age 75. John R. Biba, 87, of Castle Rock Ridge, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock next Wednesday, April 23rd, at St. John Nepomuk Catholic Church, with burial to follow in the St. John Nepomuk Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Tuesday from 4 until 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 3:45. Friends may also call at St. John Nepomuk Catholic Church next Wednesday, April 23rd, from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to St. John Nepomuk Cemetery or Grant County Hospice. John Biba is survived by his wife of 64 years, Jane, five children, Kathy and Pat Neff, and Cindy and Jim Hatch, all of Muscadet, Steve and Lori Biba of Endeavor, Linda and David Lewis of Avoca, and Jeff and Jenny Biba of Muscaday. 11 grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. John R. Biba, 87 of Castle Rock Ridge. Faye Blado, 88 of Boscobel, died Thursday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held next Wednesday, April 23rd at 11 o'clock at Five Points Lutheran Church, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at Five Points Lutheran Church next Wednesday, April 23rd, from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Faye Blado is survived by her children, John and Darlene Blado of Mount Zion, Barb and Gary Degenhart of Boscobel, Mary and Mike Knight of Soldiers Grove, Wayne Blado of Roqua, and Sue and Kenneth Fry of Mount Zion. 21 grandchildren, 36 great-grandchildren, a great-great-grandson, two sisters, Gert Taylor of Muscaday, and Jeannie and Jerry Selig of Madison. Sisters-in-law, Levina Powers of Prairie du Chien, Nancy Nelson of Boscobel, Eileen Stanbeck of Onalaska, and Margie Olson of Avoca. Also, brother and sister-in-law, Bill and Dorothy Blado of Boscobel. Faye Blado, 88, of Boscobel. Ronald B. Stanick, 95, of Henrietta Township, died Friday in Beloit. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 10th, from 1 until 3 at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Souls Creek Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ron Stanick is survived by two sons, Ronald K. and Karen Stanick, and Jamie and Sherry Stanick, both of Beloit. 6 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, a sister, Eleanor and Richard Klingeman, and many other relatives and friends. Ronald B. Stanick, 95, of Henrietta Township. Jerry Melvin Noble, age 71, died unexpectedly Saturday at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. No services will be held. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements. Jerry Noble is survived by 3 children, Heidi Joan Noble, Jared and Holly Noble, and Justin and Robin Noble, 3 grandchildren, 2 step-grandchildren, ex-wife Yvonne Riley, numerous nieces and nephews, brothers and sisters, Karen and Kenny B., Lauren and Pam Noble, Mary Hoth, Phyllis Tinder, Wayne and Bernie Noble, Mark and Sue Noble, Diane and Tim Harvard, Kim and Steve Schlitter, Rita and Jeff Keller, Kathy Noble, Jan and Jack Hendricks, Dennis and Barb Noble, Roger and Sherry Noble, Gail Noble, and Myra and Dennis Solberg. Sister-in-laws, Jean Noble, Gail Noble, and Sherry Noble. Jerry Melvin Noble, age 71.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Joe and Sue Triggs, Ken and Linda Weimer, and Travis and Jessica Ringelstetter. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, hope you're enjoying this pleasant spring day across the region. Nice temperatures getting up there around normal with sunshine and light winds. The high pressure protecting us today will shift off to the east, allow low pressure out in the plain states to move in tomorrow into tomorrow night. That'll bring us more cloud cover, gusty winds, and even some occasional rain showers starting up by midday tomorrow. Probably the heaviest activity tomorrow night, and then moving away gradually late Friday. There is a chance of severe weather, especially out towards southern Minnesota and Iowa tomorrow afternoon, maybe sneaking into extreme southwest Wisconsin tomorrow night and early Friday, probably down toward Grant County and the Illinois border area would have the best chance of a storm with hail or gusty winds. Otherwise, that moves away. We get quiet weather for Saturday. There will be another storm system gathering south of Wisconsin Sunday. It's still unclear whether that will move north and bring us a pretty good rain, or if it'll just give us a glancing blow of a couple of spotty showers Sunday into Monday. So if you have Easter activities outside, be sure to check in for updates on that. The rest of today, partly cloudy skies, high reaching the mid to upper 50s, south to southeast wind at 4 to 10. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 38, turning just a bit breezy. Mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow, scattered showers likely, especially from midday on. A thunderstorm possible late, high near 62, southeast wind close to 20. Showers and thunderstorms at times for Thursday night, low at 50. On Friday, mostly cloudy and mild with a 50% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, high around 64. Heading into Saturday, partly sunny and cooler, high 56. Sunday, mostly cloudy and breezy. Chance of rain, especially from afternoon on, high 54. Monday, there's a chance of a couple of showers, high 55. And Tuesday's high near 60, yet another chance of a shower. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 51 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 55, our low this morning was 24. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 51. The record high for this date, 87, set in 1977. The record low, 12, was set in 1875. Last year's high was 67 with a low of 50. Sunset tonight will be at 7:45, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:17. Currently in Richland Center, we have west-northwest winds at 1 mile per hour. The barometer is down to 30.12. Relative humidity is 41% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 51 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
New York farm families have a tremendous asset they can call on for advice on financial and family issues. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Back in 1986, the College of Agriculture at Cornell University started a service called New York FarmNet to provide free, confidential counseling for farm families and agribusiness workers in the state. They do a fair amount of succession planning with farmers, and Counselor Audrey McDougall says that involves both family and finances.
The earlier, the better. With discussing succession planning, the sooner this conversation can happen, it really gives families more freedom and more flexibility. They start this conversation earlier. It's going to be a smoother process for the most part.
McDougall says many farm families are grateful for the services New York FarmNet provides.
For me, one of the most rewarding things has been for farmers to say, you know, thank you for doing this. This is really part of our lives that nobody talks to us about. And this is what we want to see. And this is why it's important. And I think that because so much of our work is also funded by tax dollars, doing this work that makes sure that we are doing research and practice responsible to the citizenry and our constituents is the most important part of this.
There's a link to more information on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio M. Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. The White House says President Trump is weighing potential aid for U.S. ag producers impacted by trade conflicts with China. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt told reporters on Tuesday the president supports farmers and ranchers.
Relief is being considered. Secretary of Agriculture, I know, has spoken to the president about that, and again, it's being considered.
In a social media post, President Trump said producers are on the front line against other countries like China anytime there's a trade negotiation, or in this case, a trade war. Nebraska farmer Mike Bergen says he's not a big supporter of ad hoc assistance payments.
But sometimes they're a reality. And when they're a reality, you know, we're not going to turn them down, but not looking for a handout. We're looking for more of a level playing field and open markets.
Kansas producer Rick Schlender tells Brownfield he hopes tensions with China improve quickly.
I just pray that it'll be short-lived, that we've been a trade deficit for several years, and if that keeps going on, that's going to going to hurt our economy.
The administration hasn't clarified when or if producers will be compensated for trade disruptions. Farmers are dealing with a lot of uncertainty. Southern Minnesota farmer Rochelle Kruzmark says questions swirl on ag policy, trade, and the weather, but her approach is to not live in fear.
I've learned anything in the 45 years I've farmed is that it's a roller coaster for markets, and don't live in fear. Just have faith.
The corn and soybean grower tells Brownfield Congress needs to pass a new farm bill
that will update some of the issues that need to be updated.
She says farmers should look for signs of stress in others and themselves and make mental health more of a priority. An ag retailer says farmers should have access to the inputs they need this planting season. Vice President of Crop Nutrients Greg Rule with GrowMark tells Brownfield.
The interesting thing about crop nutrient products is that they're made all around the world every day of the year. So the products that are in place that farmers will access in the next couple of weeks actually started moving last July.
But Rule says it's possible a shift to more soybean acres could impact short-term pricing.
All that affects our planning because obviously we match the nutrient needs to the crops going in the ground. So that could possibly put a little more demand on nitrogen upside in the spring. But for the soybeans, there should be plenty of P and K available.
Rule says ag retailers are well adapted to navigating supply chain interruptions and will adjust if needed as trade uncertainties continue. The latest National Cover Crop Survey found respondents expect cover crop acreage to continue to grow. Rob Myers at the University of Missouri says farmers are seeing the benefits of sustainable agriculture.
We're seeing farmers that are using those cover crops to help them manage soil moisture, improving rainfall infiltration and soil moisture holding capacity, which can help in dry periods, improving internal soil drainage that helps in wet periods, and even planting green.
I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Dad, is Volt IP Plus seed treatment a biofungicide or an inoculant?
Well, that's a strange thing to ask, son, but since it's on your mind, it's both. Two powerful biofungicides plus an elite rhizobia inoculant. It's how we improve early season soybean vigor and increase yield potential.
Why is the sky blue?
How about we just stick to soybeans, son?
Vault IP Plus Biological Seed Treatment from BASF. The plus equals more. Talk to your retailer or BASF representative today. Always read and follow label directions.
Pause for a moment of clean row calm. Brought to you by Storin Corn Herbicide. Preserve this moment of weed-free serenity at storinwontquit.com or see your Syngenta retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report brought to you by Propane, the Propane Farm Research Program. Offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains relatively quiet. The lone bid to have surfaced is in Nebraska at $328 dressed. Asking prices are around $208 to $210 live in the South, but haven't been fully established. In the North, look for significant trade volume to develop sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Interstate Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers less than 600 pounds were $10 to $20 higher. The few that weighed more than 600 pounds were steady to $5 higher. The USDA says demand was good to very good for the moderate supply. Buyers proceeded without fear of demand uncertainty from the ongoing tariff conversations. Medium and large one feeder steers, 455 to 492 pounds, brought $385 to $445. Feeder steers, 506 to 540 pounds, brought $362.50 to $391.50.
Medium and large one feeder heifer, 655 to 673 pounds, brought $276 to $288. Boxed beef was lower at midday with light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down $1.37 at $334.06. Select was 45 cents lower at $314.79. Cash hogs are higher at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors have started the day more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, but there are lingering concerns about how things play out with China, one of the largest purchasers of U.S. pork. The industry continues to look for a boost in domestic demand. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.73 with a weighted average of $86.40. The Western Corn Belt up $2.63 with a weighted average of $87.79. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $54. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were $3 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $41 to $53. Barrows and gilts were $2 lower. And pork values were higher at midday, up 89 cents at $92.62. Ribs were sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Spring has sprung, and Wilkinson Auctions is gearing up for lawn and garden season. We have three lawn and garden auctions coming up with hundreds of lawnmowers, ATVs, boats, and other fun items. On Saturday, April 26th, we're at the Muscadet Auction Yard. On Saturday, May 3rd, we're in Appleton at Swiderski Power. And on Saturday, May 10th, we're in Mauston at Slama Equipment. Hey, we're taking consignments for our Muscadet Lawn and Garden Equipment Auction. Get your lawnmowers, ATVs, cars, boats, and toys down to Muscadet today so we can get them on the sale. If you're looking for bigger equipment, we have our April equipment consignment auction at the Columbus Auction Yard on Monday, April 28th. And we're selling real estate. We have listings from Muscadet to Endeavor to Stoughton. Give us a call if you want to sell your real estate this spring. More info on all of these auctions and how to consign to our Muscadet area lawn and garden auction and our real estate sales at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Award-winning meats, more than just the competition. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Whether it's hams, bacon, jerky, or sausages, cured meat competitions have been happening for decades. The competitions showcase the quality and craftsmanship of cured meat products. Jake Saylor with the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors details how those competition meats are judged.
The first thing that they always go through is looking at the external appearance. They look to make sure that it's got the right color, it's got the right shape, and everything is either perfect or not. And then they have the opportunity on that scorecard to tell that contestant, you know, what they may or may not have liked. They give them good comments and critique their work in a positive way. Then what they do is they actually cut that sausage open so that they can actually see inside of that sausage. So they can see the particle definition, how it was ground, how it was mixed, make sure that if they happen to have jalapeno peppers or cheese inside, the distribution is all uniform and it looks perfect. So they actually then look at all those things, and cured meat color is obviously a big thing because we want to make sure that everything's got nice bright pink meat. But at the end of the day, the sausage has to taste good.
Competitions not only encourage innovation and quality control in meat production, but they also pave the way for the advancement of meat science and technology. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Farmers across the country are battling herbicide-resistant weeds at a higher rate than ever. Kurt Martins, BASF Technical Service Representative for Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois, says species like resistant water hemp are robbing bushels from producers.
It's resistant to glyphosate and it's ALS's, PPO resistance out there. And the new one is the HPPD resistance. I'm seeing that more and more often.
He says that's why a full-season herbicide plan is crucial.
We've got to have that residual pre-down to get us off to a successful start, because the easiest way to kill a water hemp plant is when it's coming out of the ground, and then we're utilizing that post-strip to clean up any escapes that come through that pre.
Martin says BASF's new status herbicide gives corn growers a much-needed new post-emergence tool.
Status is a dicamba plus difluphenazepure and a safer all-in-one. It's what we call the hammer and weeds for broadleaf weeds, so that water hemp, that giant ragweed. The morning glory lambsquard velvet leaf is going to be excellent on that.
To learn more about status herbicide, contact your local BASF representative or visit agriculture.basf.us.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin, with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
The news coming up right now is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery. Experience friendly caring service because your health is their priority.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge has found probable cause that the Trump administration acted in contempt of court when defying his order to turn around two planes carrying alleged Venezuelan gang members last month. Judge James Boasberg says the government can comply with the original order, or he'll require declarations and depositions by plaintiffs. ABC's Devin Dwyer on what's next.
Even though we expect the Trump administration to resist this contempt finding, they will challenge it, they will likely appeal it. It will likely go back to the U.S. Supreme Court. Every indication